From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. You know, there are so many headlines that we would love to give to you on every single program from around the world. But you know, this first one, the worst places on earth for Christians. Did you notice the plural? The worst places? There are many places in the world where Christians are not welcome anymore. And then, radical cleric to Jordan. Annul the peace treaty with Israel. And of course, we all know where that is going, don't we? If ever we needed, friends, I think that you will agree with this. We needed to be aware of the prophetic events unfolding all around us. It is now. Please take a look. I'd like for you to see what this first headline has to say. The latter days approach while America sleeps. Antichrist, false prophet, Armageddon. Awake, America, awake. If ever we needed to be aware of unfolding events around us, like I just said, it is now. And I just want to say thank the Lord that Jack Van Impe tries to awaken America every time we go on the air. And I want to say he puts a lot of time in, a lot of study. And Jack, thank you for not being fearful to speak up.
Amen. And we need to awaken. Listen to this verse. This is terrific. Romans 13, verses 11 and 12. That knowing the time, it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now, that's a thought twister. When you come to Christ, you get salvation. So how could your salvation be nearer? Because it's talking about the salvation of the body, not the soul. When we die, 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, we are absent from the body and present with the Lord. Now, it takes an event called the rapture for the salvation of the body, and that's what he's talking about in that text. How can I prove it? 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 18, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall arise first. They're dead. They're coming out of the grave. Then we which are alive and remain, we've still lived on the earth after they were gone, shall be caught up together with them simultaneously to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So what he's saying here is, you better be awake because the coming of the Lord is right at the door. I don't believe it can be another 1,000 years from now. I think that's a ridiculous statement by a lot of people. Every single sign is here, and we're going home soon. And Rexella, I've started not only memorizing my verses, I'm starting to meditate on them. And boy, yes. Something came to me this morning. The Holy Spirit gave to me. It's John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Right. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, get it, right, and receive you unto myself, the rapture, that where I am, there you may be also. I never made that connotation before. That is the rapture. It comes back to receive us, the salvation of the body. And oh, it's so near. Let's awake, because it's near. And we're to warn people. Ezekiel 33:3, blow the trumpet and warn my people. And so I'm going to warn you. Today I got some articles that will shock you.
You know, something that is very, very alarming, especially because I am of this faith, there is an alarming increase in violence against Christians, you know, especially where the radical Islamists are living and where they're in control, the worst places on earth for Christians. Do you know where they are? Every 3 hours, there is at least a few Christians killed. Nigeria, Syria, and Central African Republic. Unbelievable. I couldn't hardly believe that article. No more Christians in Mideast within 2 years. Christian persecution rampant in Muslim countries. War on Christians. The politics of persecution. You know, now there you see it. In Nigeria, 234 Christian schoolgirls were abducted. A Jesuit priest shot in the head outside his home in Homs, Syria. A young Christian woman dragged from her car in Egypt and beaten to death. These are some of the latest stories of Christians being hunted, tortured, or executed at the hands of Islamists. Chop Chop Square. Take a look at this one, Newsweek, if you will. The beheadings by ISIS have revolted the world, but in Saudi Arabia, public decapitations are what? Commonplace.
Every Saturday, Roxella.
Oh, Christians facing Indonesian jihad as churches burn on Ayman's orders. Does the Bible teach that near the coming of the Lord, just as he's ready to come back, there will be a special hatred toward Christians? Is that true, Jack? Will be hated in all nations?
It really is, Roxella. But I want to divert here for a minute. Now, I want you Muslim people to listen carefully. In your billboards that were erected in 100 cities across America, you said that Jesus of the Quran is the same as the Jesus of the Bible. Boy, that sounds good. It says, join us. But that's a trick. You see, if they're the same, why do you put to death people who receive this Jesus like this fella did in the German camp? He asked Jesus his heart and you kill him. There's something strange in the way you figure out your theology. Oh, we got the same Jesus. Sure don't care very much for him then, right? Here's the problem. Why you do it? Because the Bible teaches in Galatians 6:12, we're going to be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Revelation 20, verse 4, I saw the souls that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and the Word of God. But in the midst of it all, the Apostle Paul could say in Galatians 6:14, God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus. There's an hour coming. We're all going to stand before the Lord. Rewards are going to be passed out. And one of them is the martyr's crown, the crown of life in Revelation 2:10. But Rex, I found something in my studies.
Go ahead.
You don't have to die to get it. If we suffer with him, we shall receive the crown of life. James 1:12. And you and I have done a lot of suffering for Jesus. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. But I'm telling you, we are headed for trouble.
Not only are Christians a target, but so are the Jews a target. Have you noticed, my oh my, so many headlines about them also and the nation of Israel. Take a look at this. Radical cleric to Jordan, annul the peace treaty with Israel. Hamas cleric vows, we won't leave a single Jew dead or alive. And I would say that they too are a prime target. And it, does the Bible talk about this? Not only about Christians being prime targets, but also the Jew, Jack.
Now, why have so many people hated the Jew? Not only Muslims, but even some of you Christians with your replacement theology and other nonsense. I'll tell you why. 1 Chronicles 21:1, Satan was against the Jew. That old slimy serpent hates the Jew like you do. And it's wrong because they are God's chosen people. Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 and 8. The Lord did not choose you because you are more in number than any other people. because you were the fewest, but because he loved you, Israel. Because he loved you, Israel. Let me rub it in. Because he loved you, Israel. Something's wrong with you people who hate the Jew. Your love's in the wrong place. And I'm going to tell you, the Jew is really going to be persecuted. Jesus said in Matthew 24:9, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, even the European Union right now. God forgive them. They're taking a stand against the Jew. Everything's for the Palestinian. Controlled by Hamas and Hezbollah militants, Muslim killers. All right, let's continue here for just a moment. Jesus said, there's an hour coming when whosoever kills you will think he's doing God a service. John 16:2, it's here. And can you imagine why I believe the battle of Armageddon is almost here? Because it's the war of the latter years and latter days. You can't miss it. Jesus, what's the sign of your coming? Israel becoming a nation, because that's the war of the latter years and latter days, Ezekiel 38:5-8. And the battleground is Israel. There was no Israel since 70 AD. Almost 1900 years passed. In 1948, they pull up the six-pointed star of David and says, we call ourselves Israel. Where's the battleground? Armageddon, Israel. And what are they fighting over? Exactly what the Palestinians or Jews are battling over now. Jerusalem, Joel 2. We're living in the last hours.
Yes, we are.
We're right. Raptured. We're gone when this happens, like I said at the beginning of the program. Come up hither. Amen. Oh, Rexella, this is unbelievable stuff.
Well, you know, Jack, something that really encourages me, God isn't finished with the Jew, because when Jesus comes back, where does he set his foot? On the Mount of Olives, and then he stops all this mayhem and everything else that happens. Islamic State recruiting city wolves for guerrilla war. Where? In America. And Islamic State threatens New York, Moscow in post-San Bernardino video. Russia put several S-400 air defense systems on combat duty in northwestern region. Oh my, I'm going to turn this over to Jack to tie this all together. And Jack, does this mean this could end our civilization as we know it?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to happen. They're not going to stop the Muslims. They're going to continue this until we fight the Battle of Armageddon. In Revelation 16:16, there had to be in Israel. They had to be in control of Jerusalem. It's happened in our era of time. We are in the last hours before Jesus comes. And in Ezekiel 38:39, you have this war described. Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, Rosh, all cities in Russia presently fight the war of the latter years and the latter days, Ezekiel 38:8-16. And all these Muslim nations are mentioned. Guess what? Daniel 11:40, Egypt. In Ezekiel 38:5-6, we have Persia, which changed its name to Iran in 1932, and we also have Iraq there. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we have in Psalm 83 many more of the Muslim nations. And when we get to, and I only saw this a couple of weeks ago, Isaiah 13:23, 11 more Muslim nations are mentioned, and they're all going to converge against America and the European Union, others against Russia in this crowd. And Russia is helping right now Syria. Russia is helping Iran to fight us in the future. It's all here. And we're going home before it happens. Come hither, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. We're in a mess, Lord.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful, though, Jack? We've got a message for this mess age. I like that statement so very much. And our message is this. Know the Lord. He will not only forgive you of your sins, blot out anything that you've done, but it also give you peace. You want peace in a troubled world? Open your heart to the Lord. Receive him as your Savior, will you please? And as Jack prays this wonderful, wonderful prayer of accepting the Lord, pray it with him and know the Lord and have peace in a troubled world.
You can get out of this mess by being saved, because he's going to say, come up hither. And we go in the twinkling of an eye, 11/100ths of a second, 1 Corinthians 15:52, and it's right at the door. But you got to be ready. Ask him in your heart right now. The only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No other way. Oh, Jesus, precious Jesus, thank you for the cross. Thank you for coming and taking a body with blood. Because without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins, and you shed that precious, efficacious blood on the cross. For me personally, say it. And I want to be forgiven. I want all my sins taken away, washed away right now, Jesus, through your holy blood. Cleanse me. I ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Did you pray that with Jack? I guarantee that if you prayed that with the Lord, I can say, welcome to the family of the Lord. Welcome to the family of God, because you've just been cleansed by the blood. You know, there's a group of people out there who say, there are many ways to heaven. No, no. Jesus said, I am the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So if you pray that prayer, the Lord came in and he cleansed you and you became his child and you're ready for heaven. Please write me. There's my address. I'll send you this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. You'll have peace if you have him. And now our offer of the week, and I'll tell you, it's so important that you have it. Here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. Oh, my friend, to order, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Vanapi Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Vanapi Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now, once again, here's Rexella.
You know what I want in my life this new year? More than anything, I want to please God. I want to leave you with this thought. If you want God to be pleased with you, you must do what pleases Him. How very true. We need to do what pleases God in this new year. We're going to look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, always remember this wonderful thought. God cares for you, so do we so very much. Bye-bye.